One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You've got, what's wrong, Michael?
What's wrong is Joe saying I'm getting coffee beans out of Colombia when you guys don't know how to tell time. You guys don't know how to tell time, but I'm getting coffee beans out of Colombia.
Morning, Michael.
This guy's got a fucking wedge of cheese on his head like a fucking moron, and I got to deal with fucking coffee beans out of Colombia. Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning,
Joe. That cup of coffee's got to taste real good.
Tastes pretty good. Pretty good.
Guy roasted it himself.
Yeah, we banged ourselves on Central Time is what. Whoa.
Oh, man. Look at that.
Oh.
Look at that. Oh, that sucks, man. Last guy I'd want to be right now is Jet.
He's got no.
Sweet heavens.
Oh, baby. All right. He's got no idea. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna get an earful by the time.
Oh yeah, you will.
All right. Well, yeah. Look, here we are. We're here in Wisconsin. Mike, we had dinner next to Donald Driver last night. He was showing his girlfriend highlights of him scoring touchdowns.
No, he wasn't.
I'm dead serious.
I tell you what, he looks like he still has it, man. The guy looks like he's in tremendous shape.
He was always in good shape too. Yeah, he was always in good shape. Donald Driver. Donald guy Duke in the good, driver. Man. Yeah, he was good. Good player.
Like, you know what college he went to? We looked it up last night. I don't think he'll ever guess.
I thought he didn't go to a Big Ten school.
Alcorn State.
Yeah, sure. Yep. Alcorn State.
But here's the deal, fellas. I mean, what's really nice, football right around the corner, and you can see, and you know the football's right around the corner when Mikey V's slinging out the 8 to 10 minute cameo fantasy football. Yeah, so you know what? Sure. Get your cameo book today, ladies and gentlemen. Those things are coming in hot, which is nice, but we're back, and it feels really good. The stream, by the way, last week, I thought was a fucking blast. I thought that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was fun. That game is tough, bro. That game is tough. Kicking field goals is just, it's like, it's not even, I just started playing now. I bumped it to a dynasty for All American, and it's very humbling, that game.
I need to start practicing because I was terrible. I've never played it before.
I mean, this rivalry will go for a long time. I mean, we could play this game a lot. We got to wait for Joey D. We have a long August away. Joey D's wedding is right around the corner, so there's a lot of things up.
That's true.
So we lose Joey D for about a month. Does that hurt Bob the Sports? Yes. Does it hurt the stream? Big time. Very concerning. Very concerning.
Well, Brilliant Dumb Show isn't going anywhere, though.
Well, that's correct. Brilliant Dumb Show.
That's big. It's big.
Yeah.
Brilliant Dumb Show. The great thing is we can take it on the road. We can take it anywhere we need to be.
Where are you going? Are you going right on your honeymoon after the wedding?
Yeah, not even 2 days after.
Where are you going? I don't even know where you're going.
I'm going to Maui.
Oh, beautiful. Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It's going to be I'm really looking forward to it, man. I need a few days of just some R&R. I really
absolutely.
Do, man.
Absolutely.
I need a few days of R&R, Bob. I really do.
Yeah, no, he does.
Bob, we've been traveling like crazy.
Guy's waking up on a Monday morning with a foam cheese on his fucking head.
I'm very excited about the Jordan Love signing. The Jordan Love signing is tremendous. We are going to be
Love signing. That comes.
I
want to get into the weeds about the Jordan Love signing, bro. Because, and no offense to Jordan Love, Joe, you know my position on this. I've said it, and
he's one of the best QBs in the league.
I've said it ad nauseum. Now, don't pretzel it. I said that his second half of the season last year and the playoff run that they went on, he certainly looked like he was one of the best quarterbacks in football.
Oh, he is.
Well, you know, that's could he be? Sure, he could be. But these contracts, they're giving these contracts to guys who have never won. I mean, the guy didn't even win his division. No,
he's better than Tua, and he's just as good as Trevor Lawrence.
See, I'm not going to debate that. I'm saying you're comparing him to two guys who, again, have really won nothing. They haven't won a conference championship. They haven't won a Super Bowl, but these guys are getting paid. But that's the nature of the beast now in the NFL. Bob, what do you think about that contract? I'm curious to hear your thoughts. You have no thoughts? You have no independent thoughts on it?
I just, Joe saying that he needs some R&R.
With the cheese head on. Yeah, I mean, that's tough.
Bob, we've been going nonstop, Bob. This guy knows we haven't stopped. It's been a long haul. I got a wedding coming up. You know, there's a lot of pressure. I have a lot of people coming to this wedding. It's a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. Pressure makes diamonds. A lot of pressure.
Mikey, you got to get me to my speech. I want to get to my speech early because he's got like 12 to 14 people speaking to where
Bob,
I was.
You're one of the last speeches, Bob.
I know. I got to think of something to get people fucking fired up. I'm really taking the speech seriously. I really, really want to knock it out.
You should.
Yeah, I want to knock it out of the park for the guy. I really do. I mean, I want to make it really, really good.
Is the wedding on Friday or Saturday, Joe?
It's a Saturday.
But the rehearsal dinner's Thursday.
Rehearsal dinner's Thursday. Then Friday, everybody's... Whoa. We got movement back there, dude.
Friday, Friday's a Friday.
Friday's a pre-day.
Just
Friday,
enjoy yourself. Yeah. Soak in all that Vancouver has to offer.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I really want you to enjoy it, Mikey.
I'm gonna.
Holly's gonna have a good time.
He's gonna be busy, so that's our day, Friday.
Okay, that's fine.
Friday will be our day.
You're gonna be with your lady friend, Bob, as well?
Correct.
Oh, good.
So this will be a joint.
Oh, nice.
This will be a joint
thing.
Looking forward to this. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I really do.
Long flight. Didn't realize how far Vancouver
was. It's cross country. I mean, it's international, and then you're going from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast. It's far.
Yeah, we're flying out early Thursday morning, very early, and then we fly back Sunday, which is going to be tough.
Good.
Obviously. And are you ready for hosting duties, Mikey? Do you feel good about that?
I'm really going to be I'm going to be like the girl that I'm co-hosting with. That's your cousin, Joe?
Angela. Yeah, she's tremendous.
Joe's cousin's going to be the play-by-play. I'm really going to be color guy. I'll be the color guy. Right. You know what I mean? I'll let her take it.
You know what? No, but Mikey, that's exactly how you should play.
Oh, that's how I'm playing.
She's emceed like 10 weddings. She's got it down pat.
This girl's resume for emceeing weddings is like,
oh my god,
it's like I don't know, it's
you got
like
the Al Michaels of MCs.
She's
you
like
really
she,
do
you know like when that guy like finally gets like his coaching break and he's like he came from the Belichick coaching tree, like this girl came from the Belichick wedding MC tree. She's got more experience in the MC game than anyone I've ever seen.
She's unbelievable.
I just can't wait for Cutsy to like say his vows, and like my eyes are gonna be on Cutsy the whole time.
There's gonna be a portable charger just to get
I was gonna say, are there gonna be rules about the phone? Are you gonna be limiting Bob's phone usage?
He would never
let it fly. Okay.
He's gonna run out of battery because he's gonna have to have some kind of portable charger with him.
Yeah, he's gonna bring
I want to bring our producer for Bob's Sports, Jensen, for behind the scenes stuff. If we could do it again,
Is that the young guy? The young kid?
Yeah, J-Bone. Who you thought was running the stream instead of Squirtle?
Because I never heard the nickname. When you say Squirtle and you keep calling Teddy Squirtle, I almost find that offensive for him. I don't like it. I don't like the nickname. I don't like it.
No, that's what his Twitch handle was. That's why
he made that himself.
Oh yeah, yeah. No,
all right,
I'm
that's
just,
fine then. Okay, because I was like, it's kind of fucked up that Bob just started calling one of his good friends Squirtle.
Squirtle,
it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Teddy ball games, Teddy ball game. Teddy ball, I hold him up here. So
yeah, I love that. Love that nickname.
Squirtle, though.
Teddy ball game's also
see,
great.
See,
though.
That's what I mean. When you call him Squirtle, it feels like it automatically chops him down a couple pegs.
Like kind of demeaning, I guess.
Like the way Joe just said it, he goes, yeah, but a Squirtle's a Squirtle. Like, yeah. That's tough. Mm-hmm. That's tough.
Wow, we got a lot to discuss. Yankees might be back. We canceled the season. Might
they
be back.
They are back, by the way.
We are back.
They won two games.
Yeah, okay. But Jazz, it's the Jazz Chisholm era, though. The Jazz Chisholm era has now begun, and they're undefeated
they
in that era.
They needed pitching, and they got an outfielder.
Right, but they're undefeated in the Jazz Chisholm era is all I'm going
to
say.
I think we're back.
So now you have to roll with that until they lose a couple games. You have to roll with that.
That guy better
be
stealing bases like nobody's business,
he
man.
He singled, scored a run, and stole a base last night.
He also almost got hurt, too.
Yes, he did. Did you, Bob, this had to feel to me more than in a long time, like an old Yankees-Red Sox series where it was like long games. Yeah. Comebacks like losing the lead in that fucking bandbox. That's and not to say that Yankee Stadium isn't, it is before everybody jumps my shit in the comments. But Fenway, it felt like one of those games where it was like a seesaw, 3-run lead. Oh, it's gone. 2-run lead. Oh, it's gone. Back and forth. It had that feel of like an old Yankees Sox series. Glad they came away with the series when Yankees are back.
Dude, it was like legitimately embarrassing. Like I was embarrassed and I couldn't take it down. The other day, do you know what I'm going to say?
I thought you were going to talk about the Mets, but... Oh, no. when you tweeted out that they were back and then they lost when Judge hit the home
they
run.
They gave up a four-run eighth inning.
This is what they've been doing. Their pen stinks.
Not even pitching. A tweet I could have handled because Twitter, you could just fire anything out anything goes.
Oh, you IG posted it. Yeah, that's right. You story posted it.
And I'll tell you what, man. I was legitimately embarrassed because I was like, you know, this team's finally showing some dog, blah, blah, blah. Within 5 minutes, then they blow the lead. It was very, very embarrassing.
I tell you what, as good as Juan Soto is, you look – I'm watching
Mike, you
Judge.
Can't
I'm,
talk shit
I'm,
on
no,
Soto.
No. I'm watching – no, I'm not. I'm saying as good as Soto is, I'm watching Judge at the plate last night. This guy, and you look at his stats, he is an alien, this guy. He is so locked in. Every pitch he is seeing, ball, strike, but he's so locked in and he's so – like head and shoulders. And I'm not saying the discrepancy between him and Soto is that big. I'm just saying like Judge is like, I never thought Judge was going to be this good ever. When he first came up, I was like, he's going to be good. I never in my life thought he was going to be as good as he is. He's unbelievable. He could win. He should win the MVP again this year for the AL. He's that good.
I think he will.
He's
it's early.
It's sick. And they just waste it. Now, well, not the Jazz Chisholm matter.
The problem is that after him and Soto, the hitting
that's
is
correct.
Just...
That's correct. It's abysmal. I mean, there's no two. Verdugo and Volpe have to figure it out. Glaber, he has to figure it out. Those three guys, they got to contribute for them to have any kind of success.
It is fun to be back.
Fun to be back.
It is really, really fun to be back.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Joey D, how have you liked your thoughts on Wisconsin so far?
Oh, Wisconsin's great. Yeah. People are great. It's good being in Packer country. That's why I had to, you know, don the cheese head when we came in.
Put it back on.
Well, no, because it was tough with the headphones to listen. Right. But I'm excited. Jordan Love signing there. You know, football is, Bob and I were saying, it's practically knocking on our doorstep. And all the things that we love that come with it, you know, you want to talk about, you know, the fantasy football, watching games with the boys, parlays, you know. It's just, you know, like the dog days of summer are almost done.
Saturday morning, Buffalo Bull football. I mean, there's nothing better than that.
Oh, yeah. Man, they've been good to us. They've been really
well. That's really the thing, too. College football is going to come, and then the NFL is going to come right after. And it's just like we're almost through, and with the wedding coming up and lots of stuff that is going to preoccupy our time, I think it's going to come quicker than normal.
Are you ready for this piece of information? Everybody turn up their listening devices right now. This Thursday is the Hall of Fame game. Bears and who the fuck do they play?
They should not play Caleb Williams for even a play.
I forget who they play. Do they play? Anyway, Bears this Thursday in the Hall of Fame game, the first game of the preseason. This is from this Thursday moving forward. There is football every single Thursday starting this Thursday. You're listening
Houston
to this
Texans.
Episode.
Houston Texans.
Texans Bears. There is a football game every Thursday from this Thursday through February. You will not have a Thursday now without football for the rest.
Yeah, but the preseason's kind of.
But it's football, though, Joe. Yeah, but it's football, though.
Yeah, but a lot of the starters aren't playing.
But at least you could turn it on, though. Yeah, you have it. It's there.
Would you first quarter season, Mikey?
Yeah, 100. I mean, I have. You don't think I'm going to put out an Only Subs Hall of Fame game pick? 100%. I have to. Taking the first quarter, probably going to take first quarter under. Sure.
I know you so well, man.
Bob loves that. I do. Bob's ready to go.
Yeah.
You see the words under, and Bob's already in. He doesn't even need to know who's playing.
Overs for show, unders for a pro.
Me and Joey D went on a heater betting UFC the other night, the UFC card. Did you see how pissed off Dana White was after the card?
I thought the card was shit, right?
He was so
Patty the Batty had a great fight.
He sure did, but he was so pissed because he gave out that $100,000 bonus. He keeps giving out the bonuses, and nobody, you know, for fight of the night, and it seemed like nobody really wanted fight of the night. He was pissed. The press conference was really, really interesting.
I saw like bits and pieces of the press conference. I saw he was pissed off and said he was going to stop doing the bonus, basically, right?
Yeah,
like he basically. Listen, a sport like that, I think it's kind of hard to like. If the matchups are just what they are, it's hard to manufacture entertainment if the fighters are going to approach the fight the way they want to tactically approach the fight. I don't know how you force the hand there. But yeah, I mean, there was a lot of bad backlash. I thought that the judges were fucking that one fight, the Cape, Cape, whatever. That unanimous decision was so bogus, bro. The guy tore his shorts and he didn't get a point deducted. He tore his shorts off. He didn't get a point.
I will say about that fight.
If it was
a split decision,
Joe, if it was a split decision and it went to that guy,
I agree.
At least I could swallow that pill, but you can't tell me that was a unanimous decision, that fight. It's just crazy.
The Cape guy looked like he didn't want to fight. And here's my problem. I have a problem when they hype these fights up and the guys are trying to throw punches during the press conference. They want to rip each other's face
off.
And then the fight starts and they're just standing there. What? Is this manufactured bullshit?
No, I think aggression.
You want to kill someone? Get in there and kill them.
I think you don't stand around for three rounds doing nothing. I think these guys, they look at the guys who make the most money in that sport, and it's the guys with the loudest mouths, but who also sustain the best records for the longest streak of time. And I think some of these guys who are lower seeded fighters who are trying to climb the ladder to get to, you know, their title shots and earn a title shot. I think sometimes they're so apprehensive to make that first move or first mistake because in the UFC, it doesn't matter who you fight. One guy catches you the wrong way, you're fucking out. You're knocked out. Like, that's it. And I think some of these guys are just, they tiptoe around it a little bit as opposed to going, you know, head on, except a guy like Patty. I mean, that was, I didn't think he was going to win that fight. I did not think he was going to win that fight.
He's impressing me now.
That was his most impressive, obviously. That was his most impressive fight by far.
That guy is a seasoned fighter.
That's correct. That's why this was his most impressive fight. And now, you know, you can't bet against him the rest of the way.
He looks awkward, though, when he goes into the ring. He's got, like, the dreads, go like the cornrows going on. He just kind of looks awkward.
Since when did he do that? He always had, like, the mushroom.
I know. I think he just did it. But he looked like, when I was watching, I did the bubble. Yeah, I was like, I feel nervous because the other guy came out, looked like he was going to kill him. Mm. And he just held his own. I was very impressed.
Yeah, he's got a thing where, like, after the fights, and I can really appreciate this, he goes on like a binge eating and he can't stop eating and he gets like really chubby. He gets fat so fast. It's hysterical. Like, he'll just right away just start binge eating. And then when knows he has another fight, then he shreds it down. I think that's terrific.
Is that what you would
tell
you?
That's how you would approach your fight.
Do you know how good these guys' first meal probably tastes after a fight, especially after you win, to where you go through all of that training and then all of that weight cutting, the whole nine yards, and then it's finally over and you're able to enjoy the meal or whatever it is. Let me tell you something, Ann.
Like a bear coming out of hibernation back there.
He's gonna kill me, and yeah, if you guys can just explain what's going on to the audio viewers there, because they're not gonna really know, and I don't want to say it, but
by the name of the Jet, who is you know, a little earlier podcast here, we got a tournament to play in today, and Bob actually, I give Bob kudos. He said he was gonna take one for the team, and he was gonna take the shared room, which so happened to be with Jet, and Jet doesn't look like he's. He's still not up to that.
Well, the reason I stepped up to the shared room is that on the bachelor party, a couple guys got banged to where, like, there was like eight guys in one room or like six guys in one room. I got my own room there, which was huge. So I stepped up. Meanwhile, Stubby had a palace for the bachelor party, and he's got a palace for the hotel.
You know, he has a shower right now. That has water coming from all different angles.
Yeah, the body jets. Yeah.
Yes, the body jets.
Body jets are nice, man.
You know what my favorite thing was? When we went to NASCAR, and we almost forced Mikey to take the master bedroom. And then so finally Mikey went ahead and did it. And then the second that he took the master, stay with me now, fellas. The second that he took the master, we just started ripping him. Like, this guy's first trip, and he's taking the
mess. Well, it was a big, that was a big
No.
It wasn't
bigger than that palace that Bobby slept in Arizona, was it?
Oh, the Scottsdale
surprise. That place had its own wing. He had his own wing.
Oh, yeah. The Scottsdale suite, good when they're calling it.
Yeah, that's right.
That thing was built for a king.
You know what?
And boy, did he enjoy it.
You know what? I do the right thing, though. When it comes time to give it back.
Bob, you got to start trying to do what Perez did the other day. He said it feels tremendous. Mikey, I don't know what your take on this is. Anytime I travel for somewhere longer than like one night, if there's like drawers, I take all my stuff out of my suitcase. I put it all in the drawers. So that I feel like I'm in a home living situation.
I would like Bob to start trying to do that.
I did it.
If you go in Bob's room, there's shit everywhere. And it doesn't feel, even when housekeeping comes in, it doesn't feel like a clean room.
That's actually one thing that Holly always breaks my balls about, is when we go away or go somewhere, stay somewhere. Like, the first thing I do as soon as we get in the room is I unpack my bag of
hangers,
drawers. And then she's like, you know, you took up all the drawer space. Like, and then the same thing when we come home, the first thing I do is I beeline my bag upstairs and start unpacking, like, immediately, because I just can't let it sit. It's like it's a problem.
I try to
see when I go home, I let my stuff sit. I'm bad for that. But when I travel, I like to get everything out of the suitcase. Put it on hangers. Bob, I really like you to try it. See how
I did. That's what I was saying. I tried it.
Oh, you did it?
I tried it for the first time. I liked it a lot. And also, too, with the suitcases, sometimes you don't know what's under there because you have everything stacked up. Sometimes you forget you have certain shirts.
You have a shirt or something that you want to wear.
That's correct.
Yeah, like
hangers are a good play too, Bob, because it keeps things from getting all wrinkled.
Hangers are a great play. If you're in a good hotel room, they got the nice, you know, the wooden hangers. Nothing's going to mess your shoulders up on the shirt. You know, it's nice. You just throw it right on there. You forget about it.
Real good.
A lot of trips coming up.
We've been traveling a lot too. That's why I said I need my R&R, Bob.
I was worried about, the only thing is, there's the different trips coming up that were like, sometimes you're booking trips Bob to sports, we have NASCAR, whatever it is, and you forget about Sundays and how crucial it is to be home. You know what I mean? For those Sundays.
That NASCAR weekend, I really lucked out, man. Bears and Ohio State both have bye weeks that weekend. Really nice. Really nice.
What's the week? October
20th? Does that take place on a Sunday?
The 19th, whatever, yeah.
See, it's a problem. It's a big problem.
Well, the race is on Sunday.
Race is on Sunday, Bob.
Yeah.
You know that. Who do the Jets have that week? Let's
see. I'm going to look.
Let's get Jets and Packers.
Oh, there's an 8:30 a.m. game. It's a
London game. Yeah, it's got to be a London
Jaguars,
game.
Jaguars, Lions, Vikings.
Bob, you have the Steelers, but it's the night game.
That's good.
The Packers play middle of the day against the Texans.
That's what I'm saying. These things are going to be coming up now that are going to take away from the Sundays. I mean, it's...
I will say what's good is the Jets that's the late night game.
That's the game we watch at the pool place.
Oh, Circus Swim.
Right. I don't know though with the time difference. That's a 5:20 start out there. I don't know.
We should be fine.
I would imagine to broadcast daytime. The East Coast has got to be daytime, right?
Daytime. Yeah. There's also a Chiefs Niners game in the late slate of the afternoon that we might get a little bit too. Once the race is done.
There you go. All right, let's keep it moving. Let's head on over to buy or sell Joey D. Buy or sell the week. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? Joey D. Buy or sell?
I'm gonna buy this week again. Buying pickleball, man. I played yesterday with Bob. I'm telling you what, man. This could be. When we get back after the wedding and stuff, I really would like Bob for us to start playing 2-3 times a week minimum. I think that this is something like I could play this for hours. It gets my cardio in. Like, it's funny when you put me in like a sport competitive environment. I could play for hours. You put me on a treadmill, 10 minutes goes by and it feels like 5 hours. The nice thing about it is you're back and forth. It is a fast-paced game. I was sweating like crazy, and I used to play tennis, so I actually think I got some skills. I think like if I started committing myself, I could be a pretty solid pickleball player. It's fun. It's a team game. You play in like in pairs. I thought it was a tremendous time, and I personally could have played for 4 hours yesterday with Bob.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. The best workouts, true. The best workouts is when you don't even really necessarily know you're working out, in the sense if you're having fun. I get the treadmill thing. The treadmill thing, it's like a mental grind. There's nothing fun about it. What you do, Mikey, I think is maybe even worse than the treadmill is
Stairmaster.
The Stairmaster is just as rough. That's a grind too, just mental.
I got it today right after the episode.
I ate
like a total jerk off at my mother's this weekend. Just yes. a total. Now, No adult beverages. So I did save all my calories, not a single alcoholic beverage, but
that'll go a long way.
The eating was just, I mean, it was disgusting. Friday I had Wendy's for lunch. We love Wendy though.
You did a Wendy's lunchtime slot.
Yeah, I did. I got the spicy chicken combo and the junior bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Did you think about getting the saucy nuggets there or didn't cross?
About that and the frosty and I restrained myself.
Right.
But and then we had pizza Friday night when we got down to my mother's finally. The kids, we had pizza, so I ate pizza. Then Saturday, my dad brought bagels over. I had a bagel in the morning. Then I did get to the gym Saturday, though. I did get to the gym down
there.
Saturday.
You go.
But I ate like a total asshole. Like just the bowls of pasta. Just like my mother just keeps putting out like the worst stuff you could possibly eat.
What kind of pasta?
She made a nice puttanesca sauce, which is like capers and olives.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know exactly.
It was really nice over spaghetti. I had at least two bowls of that. She bought a fucking spiral honey baked ham because my son loves ham. So she went and bought a fucking ham like it was Christmas. Just wild, wild. Nothing better than a hot July day on the beach. You come back upstairs and have a holiday ham waiting for you. But this is the way it goes. But yeah, the eating. I have yet to try the pickleball. I'd like to try the pickleball.
The only thing I worry about, Mikey,
you'd be a dominant force on that small court. You would
the back though, good. Bob. Right, the back, a lot of bending.
Oh man, I'm telling you, I never had back problems. That's the only time because you get so low, like especially when you're dinking.
Yeah, that's tough.
Like yesterday, there wasn't a lot of dinking, Joe. But usually, when you're dinking and you're getting low with it, the back
Perez had to get low a couple times.
I was playing on him. There's so many times. He's got, by the way, he's got game. He's got hands. He's an athlete. Like he's an athlete, pretty good. But there's some
but
balls
there's a
where
couple
he just
low
wouldn't
ones.
Go. Yeah, there's some where like he just won't go for it. He's like, yeah, I can't get, I'm not getting to that. Like, and I'm not getting to that.
But when the point mattered,
he's, oh yeah. There was a time where like me and him needed to come back. We ended up coming back on them. But like, there's other shots where he just wouldn't go. But then there's times where he would go after.
Were there shots where he just like basically conceded the fact that like
all the time.
Yeah,
all
like
the time,
he just waves
yeah.
the white flag, and
or he'd come up to the net, I'd lob it over, and he'd just look like this, and be like,
"No, or yeah,
yeah. Bro, that looks exactly yeah. like him, bro.
Yeah, that's what he does. That's what he does.
Yeah, but you look exactly like yeah. him when you do that.
That's what he does.
Holy because, shit!
Or he would look at me like he would look at the ball, and then he would look back to me, and then I would go.
Yeah, but that facial impression is like if somebody saw that from a distance, like a good distance away, they would think that's Perez. That's how good that facial impression.
We got to start playing more pickleball, Bob.
Do you ever get confused for Perez, Perez Joe? If you do like a face like that, does anyone ever be?
There've
like,
been a couple
Perez.
Times. A couple times, which makes me think that, you know, the cardiovascular activity has got to be taken up a notch. Because if
and now comes pickleball. So everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, we got pickleball courts less than 5 minutes away from me. Bob, I even told Nicole, like, if Bob's busy, I want to get a set and just start going. Those kind of things I could see myself doing 3-4 times a week for a couple hours at a time. I could shed like 15, 20 pounds
easily. Yeah,
for sure. And if
Bob's not around, you got Mr. Burger. You could always ask Mr. Burger for
it. Well, that's well. I feel
well,
like
not
I
during have, Jackal season, but
I feel like to before I go to Mike, I have got to get myself to a certain level of playing. Yeah, he takes it very seriously.
Is your dad better than
I don't want
to.
Probably.
No, man, if you asked him, it's close. I would say I'm better than him. I would say.
But he holds it in such high regard that I wouldn't go to his set of courts and like start playing with him and his friends unless I felt like I was at that level.
That's
a high level to be at.
If you go to the pickleball court, them like,
out of respect.
People are coming to him to ask him what court they're on. Like he's communicating.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's like the conductor out there.
He's like the marshal out there. Basically.
Yeah, 100%. He really is. Yeah. But Joe, your game's good to where it wouldn't be a problem. He would play. You like you're definitely good enough to go on there and
I think
around.
I could be very good. My net presence needs to be better. But I used to play tennis quite a bit, Mikey, and I got a nice backhand, man. Yeah. I really do. I there's nothing I quite enjoy more than when you're at the baseline and you can just get your weight behind a ball and just send it to the line.
We wanted, they ended up closing, but we wanted to play pickleball after dinner last night. We were going to end up playing pickleball.
Wow, Bob, we had a seafood, by the way, Mikey, we had a big seafood tower last night. Oh, we had a whole steak dinner. It made me, I wish you had been there with us. Bob, to want to play after that dinner is insane. I would have chuffed everywhere, man.
It just was so much fun when we played. I mean, we just had such a good time that I would have. But yeah, Seafood Tower got me excited for NASCAR. That's what I thought about. I see Seafood Tower, I think of us at NASCAR now every single time.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you.
For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Yeah. I mean, NASCAR Vegas is back on, maybe.
Plenty of good steakhouses in Vegas to choose from.
There is.
Apparently, there's a place called the Golden Steer. And I have heard news from very reliable sources that it might be. Yeah, Cuzzy says it is the best steakhouse in America.
Right? Okay. Okay.
Apparently, this place, and now Mark Stone told me it's unbelievable too.
Okay, there you go.
I have. It's old school, Mikey. It's like off the strip. It's like not on the strip.
I think I've seen videos of this place.
And apparently, the lobster tails. Lobster tails.
Yep. I know exactly what place.
Ginormous. The steaks they do, like the all. Apparently, it's tremendous.
Yeah, I've heard. Now that you say the lobster tail, because I saw the videos.
Apparently, the lobster tails are fucking massive.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go there.
That might have to be a book job. I'm getting excited already just talking about it. Yeah, a good dinner with Mikey goes a long way, man.
Let's head over to Mikey B. Mikey B, buy or sell.
All right, look, people are not going to like this sell, and there's going to be people up in arms about it. They're going to be coming out of the woodwork, but I have to just call it like I see it, man. The Olympics. Nothing about the opening ceremony, none of that, not getting in the
world. That was outrageous, by the way.
Not getting involved, not even going to talk about it. I'm saying the Olympics in general. As a person who is an avid sports fan, has been an avid sports fan, played in sports his whole life. I have such little interest in watching the Olympics that it's actually, I'm concerned for myself. I wonder, a single event. I wonder why I am the way I am when it comes to the Olympics. I will watch World Cup, Premier League, Euro Cup. I'll watch baseball. I'll watch football. I'll watch basketball, any sport, hockey, whatever. But when it comes to the Olympics, I just, for whatever reason, I have no interest in them whatsoever. None.
Neither do I.
None. And I honestly wish I wasn't this way, but I am. And I don't know. I'm just selling the hype of the Olympics. I never got it. I never will. No disrespect. I think obviously these are world class. I'm not one of those guys who sits at home and sees somebody do something like, oh, how could they do that? They messed that up. Not at all. Ultimate respect for all of them. I just don't know why. I don't have that gene in me where I'm into it. I just never watched it as a kid, I guess. And I have no interest in it then, no interest in it now, and probably never will. Don't know why.
I feel like the Olympics, I agree with the take. I'm not an Olympics guy either, but I feel like they used to be better. Like, I feel like when our dads were kids, they used to love the Olympics, that it was like a big thing. Like even hockey, you know, when you had the Miracle on Ice. I feel like it used to be a thing now. Or even me with golf, I would be into the golf portion of it. I don't even know.
I didn't even know they had golf in the Olympics.
I don't know what the format is. I don't know.
Me neither.
I have no idea. Part of the problem is
I don't know.
You don't know when things are being played. I don't know when things are on.
Isn't all this on a tape delay? It's not even live when they show you. Did I read that right? That most of this stuff is being shown on tape delay.
I have no idea about that.
Because of the time zone differences.
By the way,
sounds about it. Could be.
Which is outrageous. Bizarre. Nobody wants to watch a tape sports event. Nobody. Nobody wants to watch a tape sports event.
No, I think
apparently
it's
there's
a lot
of backlash, too, about the opening ceremony.
I didn't want to get that. That was a whole debacle. I mean,
that is a whole debacle.
There's nothing to say.
I don't want to get into it.
What are we doing
either?
Here? We're celebrating the Olympics. It's like now it's all art and everything's art. And
I appreciate the standpoint from the French about you don't understand that this is art and this was actually mimicking this and not that you thought it was. It was actually this. All well and good. But art and beauty and this have nothing to do with a grown man's testicle hanging out of his shorts on live television. It has nothing to do with that.
Okay,
I'm sorry. There's kids there.
Bob, you didn't see it.
I'm out of the loop.
There was a lady
whose guy's balls were hanging out of his shorts, Bob. A testicle. A huge testicle. A healthy testicle at that. It looked like a healthy testicle.
A decapitated
right
lady.
Out of his shorts.
A decapitated lady.
That was
singing.
Marie Antoinette. I get that. I get.
The angel of death rider on the horse. What are we doing here? How does that relate to sports?
Well, listen,
these people have their heads up their ass.
They'll counter argue that till they're blue in the face. But you can't, there's no justification for a guy's nuts hanging out of his shorts. There's just no, there's not, there's nothing.
Was that a technical difficulty?
I mean, technical or not, Joe, the guy's scrotum was hanging to his knee.
But was that planned?
I'm sure it wasn't, but it happened. It was there. It was like a nip slip.
There was a lot of shit that it was a bit much, man. Even for kids watching, it was scary.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's like, but okay. Moving on.
Yeah.
That was my cell. I just can't get into the Olympics. I can't. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Olympics, the one thing I thought was cool, like Coco Gauff took a selfie of all of them on the bus, and then you look at the selfie of the bus, and you're seeing like LeBron's in the back. You see
that
like
picture
Steph
of the boat too. The picture on the boat. That was very cool.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, but yeah, then again, I just don't get. And the thing that I continue to just wrap my head around, and some people I think defended it when you guys mentioned it last week. Another thing I didn't know with the Olympics, but. USA coming so close in all these games. I saw a USA game going on the other day. They were down like 6 to
they stink.
Jokic's team. It's
Serbia.
Serbia. Granted, USA might have ended up blowing them out, but it was like late, and you know.
And now you got all these people. I saw in the comments also from last week. A lot of people are saying that you know that the Olympic, the dream team, never had to play teams that had professional basketball players on them. They only played teams that like in total had like 4 professional players. It was some kind of crazy stat, as opposed to now this team plays these teams that are like loaded with professional basketball players. I don't know. How many professionals
are on South Sudan?
I don't know. Luol Deng?
You tell me.
Is he still playing?
Oh yeah. Oh, Luol Deng. That guy's got knees that should have been reconstructed years ago. That's my point. Everybody's got a take, man. Everybody's got a take. Look at it for what it is, and then tell me, when you have the best collection of players, and why are we making excuses for them? This is an all-star team. Whether or not another team has one player that plays in the NBA or not, what difference does that make? They should be blowing these guys out.
No, I don't disagree.
It is. Wow. What it got to keep saying last week, South Sudan.
South Sudan.
Yeah, that's somebody put like a Toyota, Corolla,
a Nissan Altima, right?
Yeah. I'll tell you, man, Cutsy coming into Twitter was the best thing to happen this year.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Top moment of the year for sure.
Yeah, and it's gone exactly according to plan.
Like, I think he's been good. I think he's been very tame on there. He doesn't clap out on there really.
I haven't been as involved.
No,
as
but
I
he's still
lately.
He's still he gets into it. He mixes it up with people.
Not that bad. Yeah.
Somebody wrote something. I don't know if it was on YouTube or Twitter or where it was. Somebody said, this guy's the most obnoxious person in the world. And if I ever met him, I think we would have no choice to fight. And I just wrote underneath, I wrote, and you would lose.
Yeah, I mean,
that's sinister, Joe.
Yeah.
I got a kick out of it. I thought it was funny. Could you imagine going back on? That's the last thing you would expect to read.
If I was there, I would not allow anybody to beat you up, Joe. I know that. I'd have your back. Man.
I actually have a little fight in me too. I don't need, you know.
Oh, I know you got plenty. I know you got plenty in you.
His Twitter performances have just been the best. I happen to love Twitter. I think Twitter is fucking fantastic.
You know who's good on Twitter?
Fantastic. Yeah.
That man behind you.
He's terrific.
Yeah, he drops bombs on there.
Jet.
He's good on that.
Come here for a sec. No. Would you say that you have can you hear him?
Yeah.
Would you say that you have a good Twitter?
Best.
He's the best.
Yeah. What a humble young man.
Yeah.
There's three types of Twitter people, in my opinion. Ones that just flat out stink. They suck. The frequent Twitter user, like the frequent tweeter, which I would categorize myself in. That's just solid, frequent tweets. And then the occasional bomber. That's like a standout, like it's just one out of like maybe like 2 tweets a week, and they're just bombs. And I feel like that's what Jet does, right?
You know what Jet said that with Mikey with Twitter, that Mikey's never had a tweet where like he left a question like he didn't know. Like it was never like, you know, Caleb Williams playing today, like I wonder how he'll do, or like he'll always have an answer for exactly how he's like he never leaves it as open, like, oh, I don't know the answer to this. You know what I mean?
He had one good tweet this week. Was Caleb Williams throws a touchdown pass in like
practice, and he just took a the screenshot from heavyweights Joshua Burnbaum. He goes, "This pleases me.
This pleases me. It did please me.
Twitter's great.
That movie's so good, man.
Took me a while to get into it, but I'm all aboard now.
Twitter's great.
It really is. Yeah, it's so much fun. And Twitch. Excited to get back to Twitch. Twitter. I'm really excited.
Gotta love Twitch.
That was fun. I apologize. I apologize for my technical setup. I didn't have a computer. I was going off my phone, but it is vital to have a computer.
Is that otherwise, why you weren't talking for long stretches?
Yes, because Holly was telling me that my voice was like echoing really bad. So I was like, all right, I don't want to subject anyone to that. I'll just stay quiet, which is not a problem. I mean, I thought
it was because you're pissed that you're losing to us.
I mean, I was getting pissed at one point. I was pissed. The last game where Bob pick-sixed me before I returned the kickoff for a touchdown, I was like, fucking livid. Like, I was pissed.
But you ended up winning.
Then he had Devin Hester'd us and somehow won the game. He should never have won because I couldn't get a first fucking down.
We got to work on that offense. We got to get in the lab, Joseph.
I mean, yeah, it's not easy. It's not an easy game. It was the first time I played. I'm not making excuses. I told Bob straight up, I banged us on that last game.
It was fun though. Like that stream, we'll do that where Joe plays offense, I play defense for Zoom Mike. We'll do that all the time. I thought that was so fun. Much fun.
No, it was a lot of fun. I mean, I don't know if I could pull three game series on a nightly basis, but it was a lot
of fun.
How about
Bob's lack of confidence for me, 4th and 3, he'd rather kick a 50-yard field goal.
Bob's conservative. He wants the points. Bob wants to take the points.
But you know how hard it is to kick a field goal?
It's very hard.
A 50-yarder, it's like a Hail Mary.
Kicking a field goal on All American is like it's like winning a scratch off. It's like you just don't even. It's that difficult.
I guess they tried to make it realistic in the sense that like in college kickers, they're so prone to misses. You know.
I guess. Yeah. I guess.
I mean, I've been saying this for ages.
The computer doesn't miss though, which is annoying.
Like,
you play the computer doesn't miss.
Oh, that's not right. That's not right.
It's like, well, what the fuck.
What's good should be good for the gander.
Yes, I agree.
My buy or sell, we already mentioned it. I was hoping that we wouldn't mention it, but my buy was going to be Petty the Batty. I just thought he was fucking awesome. He's so entertaining. He also has one of the best walkouts in all of UFC. There's
Bob
so
watched
many
that
guys.
Three times, that walk-in.
His walk-in.
Bob was just like,
it's the best in the place. I saw him in Vegas, and when he walks out, everybody stops. There's so many guys that, and I was saying this to Joe, that their walkout stinks. Like, it's so bad. And a lot of guys do it to like their country. So like a lot of the Mexican fighters have like mariachi bands or something, but like there's so many good songs that you could walk out to that people are going to get really, really hyped about, and so many of the walkouts are so even Mikey, our the card that we saw, like when Poirier comes out, like nothing against Poirier, I love Poirier, but like even his walkout kind of sucks. Like it's not like a hype up walkout.
What would be your walkout song, Bob?
Oh, there's like Eminem you could do, or like there's
Billy
like
Joel. Scenes from an Italian restaurant. A bottle of red, a bottle of white. That'll really get the people fired up.
it wouldn't get anybody going. But yeah, what, they're coming to like Captain Jack. That's unbelievable. Thought that those were Patty the Batty, by the way, he was signed by Barstool, and I don't know what happened. He's like, he's not with them
I saw somebody tweeted at Big Cat, and they were like, what's up with Patty the Batty, why was there no like mention or talk of him this week, is he not with Barstool anymore? And Big Cat was like, yeah, he's not, but I'm still betting him huge to win tonight.
He's
officially it doesn't look like he's with them anymore.
There was a while Portnoy had him and that Molly meatball all over.
I remember that too.
I didn't know that, Mike. I figured. I was texting Big Cat. We wanted to go to the I forgot how close we are to Chicago, to their HQ. We wanted to go, and the itinerary they have like set up for us here, we literally have no, like, we barely have time to get the podcast in. And I want to go to the HQ so bad.
Yeah, I'm going out in November. going out.
Yeah, wow, we, Michael.
I want to go so bad. I want to see him. But yeah, so that's what I have there. Fellas, it's, I mean, a little bit early, but we could jump on over into our top five. I think we got a really, really interesting top five.
I'm going to grab the pen off of the bar real quick.
Go get it, Michael. Go get it. I love watching him walk around that basement, man.
The man. Old one was better because barely fit.
When we the old one was the best. When we played that clip of the footy investments last week, that was one of the funniest things. that was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
The best was, man, Bob fucking texted me and he's like, Mikey, we can't have this. You can't be doing this, Mikey. I was like, Bob, I go, this is from, look at the basement. I go, this is like 3 years ago, this video. I know this was well before we were established in the gambling space.
I felt bad too, because at the same time, it's like you had to be like, give me more credit. Like, you really think I'm that dumb to do that. Although yeah. I will say when we were with Prize Picks, I used to get upset with Joe because Prize Picks, remember we had Prize Picks and our promo code was the boys, and Cutsy would go and promote Bet with the Boys,
which is a totally different thing.
Totally different thing.
It was a tout service. Joe was using a tout service. You know, not the only subs either.
Yeah, but it was so close to.
Guy was on a heater. I wanted people to be able to enjoy it.
But it was so clear. There you go.
Wanted to share the wealth.
It was so clear.
You would think that's a nice thing to do, you know?
No, it was, yeah, very thoughtful. I thought it was thoughtful. But yeah, it was a little close. It was like, because our promo code was the boys, and you were putting out bet with the boys. Which could be, I mean, that could confuse people, Joe. It could confuse people.
Yeah.
This isn't an attack.
Yeah.
I mean, how long ago was that?
How long ago was
Footy Investment?
Footy Investment. Gabriella wasn't even fucking born yet when Footy Investment cameo was done. Baby wasn't even in our lives yet.
You shouldn't be subject to defending yourself on that either.
Joe.
Let me tell you. If you don't think I'm going to go,
did you
back...
get that head cover for me? Did you secure it?
No, but they're going to send it. Michael.
I was excited. He sent me
what head cover
over the weekend when you guys were in Colorado. he sent me a mallet cover. A picture of a mallet cover for the jailbird from Callaway. I think, was it a Callaway, Bob?
Yeah.
Odyssey.
And it had pretzels on it, like little pretzels stitched on it. So I was like, this is fun. He's like, I got this for you.
No, I said, I'm going to steal this for you.
But it wasn't stolen.
No, there was no chance. That's a limited edition piece there. Well, I saw
super,
it.
Super nice piece.
They're going to send it. But the guy, he said to me, he said, look, he said, I can't give it to you now. He's like, but I can send it to you because we had to give it out because we were doing trivia.
That would be so fitting for Mikey. By the way, Mikey, you know, you can't. Bob helped get you the jailbird.
He did get the jailbird. And shout out to, what's his name? Ferg. He's great also. Ferg. Love Ferg.
Yeah. Ferg's good. He's going to be at the wedding.
Is he?
Yeah, he's going to be good. At the wedding.
I like Ferg.
So you can ask him for more gifts.
And Joe.
Yeah,
Joe.
And I will.
Ask Mikey if he's thanked me for my pursuit at all of the jailbird.
Oh, no.
I don't think he's ever said to me.
No.
Yeah. Now,
I think he had to say thank you.
No, I don't think.
I have a text message, I think, that says to you when it got delivered. I said, Bob, I finally got the jailbird. Thanks so much. I want to put up a post for Ferg and for Callaway. Do you think that's okay?
If that's the case, that is a tremendous pretzel job. Totally. If that text is on there,
I'm gonna have to follow. I'm gonna look for the text. Okay. I'm gonna look for the text.
You have to go in the archives.
I will get that pretzel head cover. I will get.
That's a nice cover, man.
It is. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's really nice.
The Bavarian bear down.
Whoa! Peeking from the shadows.
It looks like a little raccoon just.
What? Yeah, the whole episode.
What did he say?
Yeah, he's not
Can
happy.
You see me on that thing?
So for the people on the audio, I couldn't say. Jed is behind me in the entire episode. You can see this guy sleeping.
In bed.
Yeah, the entire.
It's worth a watch.
Yo, he is moving a mile a minute over there. Look at him.
He ain't happy. No, you the whole time.
Pillow.
Oh, the pillow. Oh, the feather.
Oh, the onslaught.
It's unbelievable. All right, fellas, let's go on over into Mike goes. Oh, the pillow.
The top five. I got to be honest, boys. I'm a little confused here.
What is there to be?
How could you possibly? It's the greatest fighters, MMA or boxing.
Yeah, but
of all
why
time.
Why didn't we separate them?
But this was Bob's top five. I have no issue with it.
But we could have, yeah. And by the way, if we separate them, if we do boxers, we're gonna go into boxers that none of us have ever seen or know. It's like me taking the.
How do you compare like a Mike Tyson to a Khabib Nurmagomedov?
I think you compare their dominance in their respective sport. You can't cross over. You can't say what this guy would do against this guy.
But also too,
you could take it from the perspective of the impact they had on their sport, how great they were in their respective sport.
100%. I think it's a great list. And you didn't even say anything to it, Joseph, or perhaps put in some other top five suggestions.
I said shouldn't we separate them? Bob's like, I think it's better if we leave them together.
Well,
yeah, I'm not gonna be an adversity to the podcast in the top five. If that's what people want, then that's what we're going to do. By the way, I knew last week I didn't stand a chance. I don't know how well I'm going to do this week either. There's just some things that are not in my wheelhouse.
Right. Well, let's start on top five. It's going to be top five fighters, boxers, MMA, however dominant they were in their sport, whoever you want to take, you can take.
You going first, Bob?
I won last week. I have a thing where I think if it's such a clear cut one, you should take the one. I'm gonna go against that this week, and I'm actually gonna take the three.
Wow.
I wanna have the back end of it. And that leaves Mikey. You were second last week, so that where would you like to go?
I'll go first.
I figured that would be the case. Joey D will be going second. Fellas, let's go ahead and let's get down to business here.
I'm going to take John Jones with the first overall pick. I'm going to take Bones Jones first overall.
No, I'm going to go Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, I'm Mikey. I can't believe I thought Ali was the.
Yeah, no, I was comfortable leaving Ali out. He's the greatest boxer, I would say. I mean, okay. Arguably, I think he's the greatest boxer, but I think, you know, Jones. To me, is the most dominant UFC fighter I've ever seen. So
Jones might have been more dominant in his sport than Ali. If we talk about dominance, Ali's like legendary.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Good one in the two there for D-Man though. All right. Give me Mike Tyson, and give me Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, Mayweather for me. He's
great. I don't like him, but he's
great.
He's so good.
Yeah, I just hated his fighting style. I hate it.
I'm going to say true to my Canadian roots, I'm going to take Georges St-Pierre.
Okay.
Good pick, Joe. Good pick.
Well, what's wrong with this, Joe? You're doing fine so far.
Yeah.
We'll see. Actually, my list is pretty good so far.
If you don't.
I might be the front runner, to be honest, right now.
I would say so. All right, I'm going to go with. I'm going to take Roy Jones Jr. Okay. And then I'll back that pick up with Anderson Silva.
Yeah. We head back over to Joey D.
I'm going to take Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Respect for going for the last name there.
Yeah, tough one to go for.
Okay. Give me. Give me Sugar Ray Leonard. And then give me. George Foreman.
I'll take a guy that we don't really like, but I think he deserves to be there. I'm going to take Conor McGregor.
I mean, listen, I'm going to take Rocky Marciano.
Yeah, I looked at that too. I already had an old-time boxer, though. I was like, if I go...
Yeah, I mean, I really don't. I really don't. I mean, Roy Jones Jr. is not an old-time... I mean, that's the oldest...
No, I'm saying I had...
Yeah, no, you had Ali. Yeah.
I think I was like, if I go with those two, I don't...
Yeah, no, I hear you on that, Joe.
It's back to, it's you again, Mikey.
Yeah, it's me again. It's my last pick. This is a tough one because I don't know if I want to go boxer or I want to go back to UFC again. I'm going to go back to UFC again. I'm going to take Jose Aldo.
I'll go Oscar De La Hoya.
Okay. In my five, then give me Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, Pac-Man.
Oh, Mr. Pacquiao.
That's a shame what they did to us with that fight. That is a shame. How long that
doing the Mayweather. Yeah.
If that fight had happened 10 years prior to when it actually happened, it
would have been unbelievable.
Unbelievable fight. What a joke.
To be honest, boxing's been dead ever since.
Yeah. I mean, boxing is...
Besides Jake Paul.
Had a nice little run there, I feel like, with the heavyweight trilogy with... what's his name? What the fuck am I doing? Who's the heavyweight?
Right?
Tyson Fury against Dude, help me out. Dante Wilder.
The Wilder
Fury trilogy, I thought was actually, some of those heavyweight fights were really good. I thought some of them were really, really good. But yeah, boxing is, it's a shame too. It's a shame because it was so, when I was growing up, it was so big.
I'm so close to just throwing on Jake Paul just to piss you off, Mikey.
Oh my God.
I was so close to doing it. Mr. Paul. All right, say the list.
What are our lists?
I have Bones Jones, Roy Jones Jr., Anderson Silva, Rocky Marciano, Jose Aldo. Joe's got Muhammad Ali, George St. Pierre, Khabib, McGregor, and De La Hoya. Bob's got Mike Tyson, Mayweather, Sugar Ray Leonard, George Foreman, and Manny Pacquiao. Bob didn't go one UFC guy. Not one.
Did I not have wild. One?
Not one. Oh, all boxers. Wow. All boxers. Now, I don't know if that's going to hurt him or not. I don't know.
Joe's got a strong list for a guy.
I might have won this week.
Yeah, that's a good list.
Very
that's
well, might list. Have. All right.
I wanted to make sure I had boxers and UFC.
That does it. Another edition.
Just another dagger at Bob.
He knows what he's doing. He tries to act like he doesn't know he exactly what he's doing.
It's a cool and calculated sinister plot.
All the time.
Yeah.
All right, that does it. Another edition, the Brilliantly Dumb Show from Wisconsin. Fellas, we will see you next week. Take care, boys.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn.
and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.